Hello, my aspiring friend. Thank you so much for tuning into my blog post, Aspire to Be a Person of Significance. I love the quote by John Maxwell that says, "There is a difference between success and significance. Success is me doing the best I can for myself and reaping the rewards. Significance is me living beyond myself for others." Every morning, Gabriella and I walk 4 blocks to await the school bus that picks her up at 8 o'clock. I enjoy watching her interact with the other children. It's a great opportunity to observe her personality and gifts at work in a group setting. Already, I can see that my daughter has the gift of leadership. She is very loving, a great communicator and connector. Last week, I connected with a mother of 2 from Guyana. Over the past week, I have enjoyed chatting with her about Guyana and the wonderful people I had met through my workshop speaking and coaching opportunities. I look forward to returning soon to make a difference in the lives of the people, especially the young adults. A few days ago, I asked her what she typically does when her children were at school. She responded, "Nothing, I'm just home all day." I could hear the sadness in her voice and see in her eyes the desire for something more. So I asked her, "How would you like to get together once a week for tea or coffee?" You should have heard the excitement in her voice. I asked for her contact information and learned that she nor her husband had an email address, owned a computer, or knew how to use one. I immediately said to myself, "Rosalind, here's an opportunity for you to be of significance and add value to this family's life." Next, I heard John's voice. "There is a difference between success and significance. Success is doing the best I can for myself and reaping the rewards. Significance is me living beyond myself for others." I asked her if she would allow me to give them the gift of computer training in my home once a week for 2 hours. She was so excited and grateful. We determined that Sunday would be the best day. I asked her to discuss it with her husband and confirm the time with me tomorrow. Well, it's the next day, and I'm walking to the bus stop filled with excitement. As I see her walking up the block, all I can think about is how helping them become technologically literate will transform the quality of their lives. After saying good morning, I asked her in an excited voice, "So what time are we going to meet on Sunday?" She informed me that her husband wasn't as open to the idea. This I had anticipated, so I had a plan B. I responded, "Okay, no problem. I would like to invite you and the family over for dinner next Sunday." She and the kids were very excited about coming over to dinner. As John always says, people don't care what you know until they know that you care. Life experiences has a way of making us cynical. It's possible that he asked himself, "Who is this woman and why does she want to help? What does she want?" My prayer is that during our time together next Sunday, he will see that I am someone that simply cares and lives to make a difference in the lives of others. Let me ask you, when was the last time you did something to add value to another person's life without anything to gain? Aspire to Greatness is about being a person of significance and showing up for those that are in need, being your brother and sister's keeper by taking action and intentionally and proactively becoming the change you want to see in the world. Like you, I am very busy and have competing priorities, but I am never too busy to change someone's destiny. Today, I challenge you to be a person of significance. Aspire to greatness, my friend.